Zimbabwe.
Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing challenges in the health sector in Zimbabwe and how they are affecting people, especially those living with disabilities, and how Zimbabwean diaspora can help to address these issues affecting the health delivery system in this Southern African nation, which used to be SADC's breadbasket. But first, let's take a look at what is happening elsewhere. Some Zimbabweans living in Botswana say, despite recent concerns over toughening conditions for migrants in that country, they still manage to eke out a living. Botswana recently introduced the policies protecting some sectors from foreign control. This has resulted in many Zimbabweans failing to venture into various businesses. Nkondisi Dube has this report.
Umnyaka ka 2025 waqala ngendaba zokuthi leBotswana lizamisa ukunikeza ababalisi bokuza kanye labachayeli bamaloli amaphepha okusebenza kulelo lizwe. Uhulumende omutsha njalo uqhubeka ngohlelo lokubamba ibuyisela emuva abangena kweleBotswana ongekho emthethweni. Inani eliphezulu ungabadabuka eZimbabwe. Noma nje kunjalo abanye abeZimbabwe abafana lomnumzana Michael Dube osebenza ulungisa izimoto esemodisani uthi kusaphileka kweleBotswana.
Kona kufani kungcinwana khona khona ukunje. But I'm fine. When I go to good luck, once you love it today, in a day, my name, Pupunji. I'm fine. I want to have a phone when I go to our people to his pattern. I'm not always Patagasi. I love a pilanter and Jalo would win a moment in time. I'm not always Petigas. I love a song to win King. I'm not going to go on a corner. I'm not to a party China.
Uhulumende weBotswana swafaka imisebenzi eminingi ezandla ngaphansi koluhlu olumele lubekelwe izalwane zakulelo lizwe kuphela, kodwa lokhu akukaqiniswa kakhulu noma nje kuwumthetho. AbeZimbabwe beqhubeka beyibo ababambe ingatsha ezifana lokwakha, ukunusela kanye leminye imisebenzi ezandla. Umnumzana Titus Nxumalo okumsebenzi wokwakha uthi oqakathekileyo kweleBotswana yikuthi umuntu athembeke njalo atshengise ubuncitshi kumsebenzi wakhe.
Impilo esiyiphilayo yakhathi esingeyoku thi uzwanane labantu, ube ngumuntu lobuntu. Nxa usenza imisebenzi othe uyayazi, uyenze ngendlela eqondileyo, kukudalele imisebenzi eminingi, uphile usiya phambili.
Unqumalo uthi lokhe kule themba lokuthi uhulumende omutsha weBotswana uzagcwalisa isithembiso sakhe sokunikeza abeZimbabwe amaphepha okuhlala kweleBotswana, njengokutsho kukamongameli Duma Boko.
Abasihlukuluzi kangako abaTswana, angifuni ukuthi ngibafake endaweni engayisiyo okwamanje baba. Abasihlukuluzi kangako bayafisa ukusebenzisana lathi kuhle. Kodwa thina ngapha izikhathi eziningi yithe sisuka sidale ukuthi bagcine besifakilihlo ngendlela esenza ngayo kumbe ngesimo ngezimo eziningi esitholakala sesikizo.
Kole bhizimusi yokukhanda izimoto ezithayelekileyo, umnumzana Thembelani Ncube uthi eBotswana lokhe kusaphileka.
Hayi, khona kuyayehla kuphakame, kuyehle kuphakame, akufani na before ube kungani kungcono. But khathesi hayi, kuyabe kulonkeko siya phansi kusiya phezulu. But
ngaphandle kwele South Africa, eleBotswana ile lenani eliphezulu labantu bekhaya kumazwe angcelelane ele Zimbabwe. Uphenyo olwenziwa luhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ukubalwa kukazulu lokunye olweZimbabwe National Statistics Agency lwaveza ukuba kubula abadabuka eZimbabwe abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu, i-47,928 abahlala kweleBotswana ngomnyaka ka-2022. Kodwa inani leli kucatshangelwa ukuthi liphansi kakhulu ngoba kaligoqeli abangena kweleBotswana okungekho emthethweni. Ngumqondisi Dube, VOA, Khabroni, Botswana.
Back to our story. Zimbabwe's health sector is facing many challenges, ranging from a lack of funds, essential medicines, inadequate human resources, and decaying infrastructure. These challenges are affecting many people, especially those living with disabilities, and as most hospitals do not have infrastructure and equipment to cater for them, they find it very difficult to access health facilities. The government on its own is failing to fulfill its obligations to provide health to all Zimbabweans. Many experts in the sector are also leaving the country for greener pastures. Most government hospitals and clinics don't have enough medicines and equipment, leaving most Zimbabweans who cannot afford private hospital bills dying from curable diseases. And to assuage this problem, Zimbabweans in the diaspora are donating their skills and resources like funding, training and technology transfer, just to mention a few interventions being done. Although some have already started such initiatives, it is not enough to address the challenges. We will discuss more on the issues affecting disabled people this Friday on our live talk show. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are joined by independent health expert Dr. Frank Guni, who is in Maryland here in the United States of America, Mr. Mandibuya Mutepa, who is based in Calgary, Canada, and Dr. Matthew Nyashano, who lives in Britain. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Good evening, Zimbabwe, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Dr. Guni. We hear that things are bad in Zimbabwe's health sector. What's your comment on this?
Well, it is not a secret that Zimbabwe has serious health challenges, especially in terms of utilities that are needed by our medical practitioners in the execution of their duties, which is the reason why you see that those with money or those in power continue to seek medical assistance or treatment outside of Zimbabwe, whereas we could do even much better by simply stocking our hospitals and other medical facilities with the resources that they need, so that our people, both those the rich and famous, as well as ordinary Zimbabweans, can receive better treatment locally in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's even shocking that the simplest of materials, small things like even a stethoscope, you go to a clinic, there is not even one. Whereas we buy very expensive cars for politicians and so forth. So the general view is that our health sector is not getting the necessary attention that it should receive, because a nation that is not focusing on its health sector is a nation that is doomed to fail in whatever it does, because you need a health workforce in order to continue producing and manage the economy of a country.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let me go to you, Mr. Mutepa. We understand that you have an organization that is called Friends of Karanda Mission Hospital that is helping Karanda Mission Hospital source for equipment and funds. May you tell us why you ended up forming this organization?
Thank you, Mr. Jonka. In a nutshell, personally, I had an experience whereby I had my father died of cancer at the age of 57. My brother, firstborn in our family, he died of cancer at the age of 44. Then I had a cousin brother very close to me, close to my heart. He was diagnosed of brain tumor at the age of 44. He struggled to raise money for operation. The first operation needed almost something like 22,000. We struggled. We tried to mobilize resources from relatives and friends. We couldn't raise much. Hardly 10 months after the first operation, they could do a second op, which we ended up doing GoFundMe. Again, the GoFundMe actually did not raise much, to the extent that at some point we ended up taking his personal car, giving it to the doctor and saying, you know what, doctor, can you operate our brother? Once we raise enough funds, we'll come and give you the money and then we'll take back our car. As an individual, that touched me, my heart, so a lot, because I would then say, if those who are resolved or who are at least able to raise something would go through all these hardships, what of an old lady or an old man in the rural area down there in Uzumba or in Lotito, what will happen to them? They will simply die. So as a result of what I personally went through, especially with my brother, it then made me say, you know what, maybe we could make an arrangement with the hospital. We try to mobilize resources globally and then ensure that this hospital is well-resourced and they would say anyone who comes at the hospital with any problem of cancer, they could be treated. Mm. I was then helped to link up with the doctor of Karanda Mission Hospital. Then we agreed on this, that we form what we are now calling Friends of Karanda, and we are mobilizing resources globally from every potential Zimbabwean who can give any amount, even $5, $10, $20, it would go a long way. So in a nutshell, this was really as a result of my personal experience, and I then feel for my fellow Zimbabweans that those who cannot afford, the less privileged, they are, a lot of people are dying because they can't afford these medical expenses.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mutefa. Dr. Nyashano, we know that most hospitals in Zimbabwe, they lack facilities for the disabled persons or people. And many Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been and are still sourcing wheelchairs and other facilities that can be used by the disabled persons. What do you have to say about this?
Yes, definitely. It is very important that disabled people are catered for. And there are some initiatives here and there from people in diaspora, especially, you know, in America, in Zimbabwe, in Britain and in Australia. And these people are doing quite a good job to try and help with what they can. But I, as a health strengthening specialist myself, working in sub-Sahara Africa, one thing that I would say about Zimbabwe is that before even people who are abroad start supporting the health system, there is need for the government to actually get organized, have working systems. The infrastructure of health in Zimbabwe is out of date. Not only out of date, it is dilapidated. There is no any strategy in terms of how they cater for cancer patients. I've heard Mr. Mtepa talking about cancer. An organized government will have a cancer strategy. And everyone, like Mr. Mtefa's organization, will then be connecting with the ministry and the hospitals, like he's doing now. And we know that the health system is now being held by international organization in the face of dwindling international support. the pulling down of the USAID. You know, the Department for International Development in Britain has pulled down also some aid, which actually helped such countries. And then it is the time that governments should actually say, what do we have in terms of resources? Zimbabwe boasts of more than 63 minerals. There is a massive exploitation of lithium, diamond. But these are not filtering to the poor people, not only the poor people, but the health infrastructure. So if the government does not lead by example, the people in diaspora find it very difficult to actually help. And this is why they then target some non-governmental organization, because there seem to be some order there. But this thing should be coordinated by the government. This is the only way that the government can harness the strength, the diversity, and the commitment of the people in diaspora, especially the professionals who are working in health.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all about the policy. This is also about building confidence. Because if a system is full of corruption, some people who have money are not ready to do that. I know of some Zimbabweans who are actually donating some money to strengthen health systems in Africa because they know that their money is going to use. This is one of the things that we need to do. Let's build the confidence of people. Let's have a working policy, and that will galvanize the people who are in diaspora.
Thank you so much. Let me go back to Dr. Guni. Dr. Guni, you heard what the two other guests said, Mr. Mtefa and Dr. Nyashano. Anything to add or subtract?
No, I completely agree with them. I think the advantage we have is that Zimbabwe has the human capital in terms of medical practitioners and other supportive healthcare workers. The people are there. The expertise is there. We generally have a good distribution of medical facilities around the country. We just need to equip those facilities, revamp them, renovate them, and bring them up to global standards, and as well as focusing in ensuring that we do facilitate the provision of adequate medical supplies and equipment that's needed. Because right now it has become normal in Zimbabwe that anyone who goes to a medical facility, the doctors just tell you what you need to go and buy. You go and buy whatever is needed in the open market, and then you bring it back to the hospital. That's not the normal way that your health facilities are supposed to function. The private sector and the public sector should not operate at the same level or under the same rules. By definition, public sector means it should be available to the public. And we have turned our public sector health facilities into private entities where people just go and get prescriptions, and then they struggle to get basic stuff. And that shouldn't be normal. We have normalized abnormal in Zimbabwe in terms of healthcare, and I think we should move away from that. We should go back to the provisions of the Abuja Declaration, whereby we spend between 15% and 30% of our budget towards healthcare. Once again, because a health nation is a nation that can look after itself.
Thank you, Dr.
We need to reprioritize our resources. We have a lot of minerals. We should use that money to ensure that our people are well taken care of. The well taken care of people will work in the industry, and we'll be able to make sure that our country moves ahead with the development.
Thank you. I'll come back to you. Let me go to Mr. Mtefa. Mr. Mtefa, we see that you are working with Karanda Mission Hospital, which is a private hospital. Why did you not work with public institutions?
In the first place, when I was thinking about this project, what I had in mind was to work with the government. And what then immediately came into my mind is information that I picked during the time my brother was being operated. I'm sure some of you may know that today at Parinyatwa Hospital, there is what is called Unity D. Unity D is a ward that has almost been privatized, like the previous speaker has just said. So you find that at this moment, the government is actually privatizing their institution. So I said to myself, if I would approach government and try to establish something that would cater for the poor or those people who are less privileged, what would or how would the government take this when they have privatized Unity D at Parinyatwa? And for your information, when my brother was hospitalized the two times he went for the operations, the charge per day is $200. I can tell you that my brother, unfortunately, he eventually lost his life. He left a bill there which was more than 2,000, and that's just for 10 days. So you find that I had to go for a mission hospital, because we know that mission hospitals, generally they are run from a church point of view. The missionaries or pastors there, they are very compassionate. They think of people first. Unfortunately, and I have to say this, it looks like currently our government is not thinking for people first. So, you know, I had to target Karanda Mission Hospital because of what we know about it. Karanda Mission Hospital is one of those mission hospitals which is doing wonders in Zimbabwe. And they are also treating even sometimes patients from outside Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Zambia, and Malawi, as far as the records of the mission are showing. So missionary work is what they consider first, and hence I decided to go and team up with Karanda Mission Hospital.
Ndinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much. Regai tiende kuna Dr. Nyashano. Dr. Nyashano, matambudziko ese amuri kusimudza aya kana asimudzwa nevamwe vataure, matambudziko anogona kunge achisvika munzeve dzehurumende nguva zhinji, chii chiri kuitika kuti Zimbabwe inge ichinonoka kugadzirisa matambudziko aya? Tingati here iri kushaya zvikwanisiro kana kuti haina hanya?
Pane zvinhu zvatinogona kutaura pamusoro pekusawana zvikwanisiro zvakakwana panyaya yehutano muZimbabwe iri kuitwa nehurumende. Chekutanga ndechekuti hurumende haina kugara pasi ikaita yatingati kutsvagurudzo yekuti toita sei pane zvakadai, nekuumba yatingati strategy pachirungu, kuti tine vanhu vanorwara necancer, isusu strategy yedu segovernment toita sei, ndezvipi zvatinofanira kuita in place. Tine vanhu vanorwara neBP, pane strategy to deal with that. Saka hati hurumende haina zvose izvozvo. Hurumende zvakare yakatadza kunge ichigadzira hutano kuti husimbe. Iye zvino tinoona kuti ukaenda pachipatara chakaita sechekuParerenyatwa, wakuwana kana usina mari kuti uende kuprivatized ward, unotongonofa even usina kana mapain killers anotokunetsa, unotofana kutenga zvinhu zvese. So zvakureva kuti vanhu vakutotenga mushonga, and zvinenge zvakunetsa ndezvekuti government unoona dzimwe nhambo mapriorities ayo. Why do you order military equipment as though you are at war, kunge muri kurwa hondo nedzimwe nyika kana kuti nevanhu venyu, pachinhambo chekuti mushandise mari iyoyo kuti mugadzirise mahospital? Hatisi pahondo isi kuti tinoda motikari dzinobudisa mweya unovava vanhu kana vakuita strike. Unoona kuti government inenge asi haina ambulance. Saka ipapo ndo mamisplaced priorities anozoita filter down, anozouya pasi achiratidza kuti kana vanhu vachifunga kuti kutsvaga chinouraya vanhu tisati tatsvaga chinorapa vanhu zviri nani, wotoona kuti hapana ane pfungwa dzekuziva kuti hutano hunomiswa sei. ende izvozvo ndo zvinoita kuti zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe zviri kunze zvinge zvichizotsvagana ne mahospital akaita semamissionary hospital nekuti vanoziva kuti vanhu vepamission vanhu vanoda kubatsira vanhu vachishandisa shoko ramwari uyezve vanhu vanoita zvunhu nemazvo nekuti ukatora zvinhu zvako zvinopedzisira wezvoendesa kuparire nyatwa unozoziva zvinopedzisira zvapinzwa kuprivate
one. Tinotenda. Yes. Ndinotenda Dr. Nyashano, ndinodzoka kwamuri. Regai tiende kuna Dr. Guni. Dr. Guni, we are seeing that there is an upsurge recently of Zimbabweans leaving the health sector, going especially to the United Kingdom and other first world countries looking for greener pastures. What can the government do to retain these experts?
Oh, it's very simple. The government of Zimbabwe needs to ensure that they provide remuneration or payment for services that is commensurate with the services rendered and comparable to other regional countries. And also, I had to do this, but I have to go back again and say, ensure that our medical practitioners are provided with the equipment that they need to give adequate services to their patients. It's very frustrating for a practitioner to be in a medical facility and they have patients, but they have nothing to give them, which ends up in what we are seeing now, that doctors will write a piece of paper to say, go and buy this and this if you want me to treat your relative. And you now have relatives having to sell their properties to go and get whatever is needed, be it drugs, be it equipment, to bring to a public health facility. And that's very sad. It's painful, but I think at the end of the day, healthcare workers will end up looking for greener pastures if they get frustrated because they go to work, but they can't do their work because they don't have the adequate supplies. Mm-hmm. I want to chip in a little bit on what Dr. Nyashano was saying. It's very, very important that those in power have proper advisors working with them. For example, President Mugabe used to have a presidential health advisory team that would advise him on health matters. That helps to link the politicians with technocrats. Because politicians are just good at looking on their political side.
Thank you.
But we need technocrats who understand how this field works, what is needed in order to provide adequate health
care. Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. Regai tiende kuna Vamutepa nokuchirongwa chave kupera. Vamutepa, zvii zvamunotarisa kana muchitsvaga rubatsiro? What exactly do you ask for from those who can help in your cause?
We are actually inviting all Zimbabweans to visit our website, which is, if people Google Friends at Karanda Mission Hospital, they'll get access to our website, or even go on our website, or on our Facebook page and LinkedIn page. We are just asking Zimbabweans to donate any amount. We are saying, for example, if the 100,000 people donate $10, that's 1 million. And I can safely say right now, on average basis, the budget for Karanda Mission Hospital doing, treating all illnesses, all sicknesses, it's 1.5 million. So we are just saying to Zimbabweans, let's not look for donations from international organizations or non-governmental organizations.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have to end today's discussion here. Thank you, Mr. Mandibuya Mutepa, Dr. Frank Guni, and Dr. Matthew Nyashano for being here on Live Talk. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you all for joining us. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.